Hello and welcome to episode 345 of Sprite and Say Geek. I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer, who just took a drink really stupidly.
That's all right. I started the show without you, really.
It's all good. Don't worry about it.
This is our Week in Geek. This week we didn't go and actually see anything. We had some scheduling conflicts. My wife is out of town, so...
We just didn't move fast enough? I do save all these up, I want you to know.
Okay. All right. So, no, we didn't see Sonic. I don't know if it's any good or not. I'm hearing mixed things, which I kind of expected.
Yeah, but it's
mixed,
like,
things seems to be more than I expected. I expected nothing but bad things.
So. Yeah, that's the surprising part. I'm seeing, like, both sides of the fence. Like, it's skewing people one way or another, which is kind of entertaining because I did not expect that. I expected everyone to just be like, this is shit.
Yeah, it's kind of exactly what I was expecting as well, and, not what we're getting.
Yeah, I kind of want to see. I might see it. I just don't know. But I do kind of want to.
I mean, that's the thing with having the movie pass is, like, sometimes you feel you have to watch a movie to get the full advantage of it.
In my mind, I have to see at least minimum two movies a month.
Which otherwise is pretty easy to do.
And I think that would... I've only seen one movie in February, and February's already getting near the end of it.
Yeah. But don't worry. I mean... March is right around the corner, and then basically that's when it starts.
All over again, every fucking time.
Which I'm more than okay with. Mm-hmm. So we didn't go see anything, but we obviously did watch our streaming review.
Some of us just watched it this morning.
Yeah. But before we get to that, Hammer, what you been playing?
I was playing through... I don't think I beat it before, right? Before when we talked last time.
Oh.
I was playing through Last Jedi Order Fallen. Jedi Fallen Order. And I actually had a really good time with it. It's been surprisingly... I hated it in the beginning, I won't lie. And I will say the graphics don't look as good. And I know you're playing a bit of it too, so I'm kind of curious your input on it. But
on a better TV and a better system.
But still, I don't even think, like, it's the game. I understand that my TV, it would just make it look crappier, is my thought. Like, it's going to make it's going to polish the shinier turd. It's not the worst looking game, but as it gets about halfway through, when you start actually unlocking more abilities, that's when it felt more fleshed out. And I liked the combat more. And then I can see how you can kind of almost choose which pathway you want to go with what kind of style of combat. Because there's some skills I never used, and I had them, and I was like, meh, just didn't fit my style.
Right.
But I beat that, and I was excited. And I'm glad I didn't get anything spoiled for me, because people said there was something in there, and then I went, bloop, turned it off, because I didn't want to hear it.
No problem.
I think you, unfortunately, said you got it already spoiled.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I didn't. So it was a nice surprise for me.
Yeah, it would be nice.
It would be nice to have things. So I'm...
That's why I think I'm going to take time off for, like, Final Fantasy and for Last of Us, just because I don't want to, like... I mean, at this point, I'm going to spoil Last of Us. We're 7 years in, but, like, you know how much it would have sucked to have...
Seen the intro?
The intro would have really sucked, because... But especially the end of, like, Joel walks into a hospital, murders a doctor to save the little girl. You'd be like, cool. Thanks for that.
I think I'm more...
But even having the beginning spoiled would have sucked. Like, I played it before... I think any of us did. I know I played it before you did, Doug did.
And then I played it, then I played it, and then I finished it before Doug.
One of the two, but I was like, tell me when it happens. And that's all I said. And so you were like, well, you didn't, we did that with God of War too.
Yes, we did.
Tell me when it happens, you're like, is this it?
No, but God of War was 100%. I fucking love that.
But like, I was like, tell me when it happens. And that's all I said. So somebody knows, like, okay, and I only do that for big moments in video games. Like, mm-hmm. I think I've only done it for God of War and Last of Us.
I think so.
Yeah, I didn't even do it for Horizon, and I love Horizon.
No, you didn't do it for Horizon at all.
But it's one of those things where you're like, I want to have a conversation with you, but I'm not going to spoil anything for you. You'll know when you get there.
Yeah.
When you get there, let me know so that we can talk. And...
With
knowing what happens in Fallen Order, or at least knowing what the spoiler is, I'm like, that.
It's not the biggest deal, but it was nice.
That would have been nice, right?
For me, I'm like, oh, I'm like, I'm not going to spoil it, but I'm like, obviously, it's like, oh, I can see where this is going.
Yeah.
With Last of Us, I actually played the intro with you. I remember that, I think.
Maybe.
Because you just sat there and watched me. Because you were like,
yes. Oh, yes, when you watch, yeah.
But, so I beat that, and I had fun with it. I'm glad I'm able to move on and get done with it. I went back to Nier Automata because I want to beat it for however many fucking times there are to beat it. I'm enjoying the game because I now, going through the story once, you go again like a new game plus, but you're playing through different perspectives with little bits that are different and little abilities that are different, so it's kind of fun. And I'm able to plow through the story a bit faster because I know the beats, I know where to go. I'm really curious about the third or fourth playthrough to see if it's still worthwhile. But I'm having fun with it. What about you?
Luckily, you beat Jedi Fallen Order.
Yes.
So you gave me the disc to borrow for Jedi Fallen Order. So I started playing Jedi Fallen Order last night, in fact. And I agree with you with the graphics. They don't look horrible.
No.
But, like, the main character, Cal, who's Dominic Moynihan, not Dominic Moynihan, but Cameron Moynihan, who was basically Joker in Gotham.
Oh, okay.
It's the same kid. He looks weird, and his person that he runs into on the ship with the fucking fish eyes.
Dude.
I'm like put those things away.
I was like, they did her model wrong.
I think so. Or maybe they did it way, way accurately right, and then you're like, whoa.
Yeah, I haven't seen the person.
I don't know who it is, but I'm like, put those things away. It's weird how it starts out. Like, it's not one of those games where you have to earn your stuff. Like, mm-hmm. You start out with your lightsaber, essentially.
Yep.
And that was weird. I mean, you climb for like 5 minutes.
Yes, you do.
And I'm like, okay. The controls are weird as fuck.
Yep.
But I'm not remapping it. I'm playing it the way they want me to play it so that maybe there's a specific reason they want me to play it that way. Mm-hmm. But like, you can't just climb up a wall. You have to
click
hit L2 to climb up a wall.
I don't get that either.
I was like, why can't I just climb up the wall? Like, I'm trying to understand.
I've fallen to my death so many times.
Dude, so many fucking times. So many times. Mm-hmm. It feels like the hitboxes are off where something comes to hit you and you're like, I'm going to parry this. And it's like, no. And they hit you like 8 times while you're on the ground. You're like, okay.
You're like, great.
Fuck off. You leave the planet you're on, and I can't remember the planet you're on.
Can't either.
You can go to 2 different planets. One of them's something. The other one is Dathomir,
mm-hmm.
which is the Night Sisters from Clone Wars. So I was like,
yep. I've never heard of the Night Sisters at all until
you watch Clone Wars?
Nope.
Well, there you go. So I went to Dathomir.
Naturally.
And there's like this Rancor fucking thing. And he was all like, how's it feel to be my bitch? And I was like, I'm going to go to a different planet now.
Yep.
So I tried Dathomir. Didn't work.
Did the same thing.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I get frustrated with it because, like, there are times where I'm like, I know I fucking blocked this. Like, I know I hit the button. Yeah. Fuck off and die. And it doesn't feel like, I almost agree with you. We said it doesn't feel rushed, but it felt like it was pushed early.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, we need to prove to Lucasfilm that EA can make great Star Wars games. Yeah. So let's get this out. Like, BD-1, his little droid, crawls into boxes, yep. right? And, like, every time he does it, it's like, where are you going? What are you doing? Oh,
yeah, like,
dude, the first time I was like, whoa. The second time, you're like,
okay,
do your shit. Like, why do you have to every time be surprised that he's crawling into this box?
Yep.
He's done it a million times.
Mm-hmm.
But I am enjoying it, and I want to continue to play it where I was at a point today where I was doing a puzzle, and I was coming over here, and I was like, well, let me just get this puzzle done
mm-hmm.
so that I can, because, like, I knew how to do it, and I didn't want to forget all the steps
yeah.
of the puzzle. I was like, let me get the puzzle done, and then I would die, and have to restart. No, let me get the puzzle done. So, like, I want to play more of it. I want to see where it goes. I'm enjoying it. I'm not in love with it, but I am enjoying it.
That is the most accurate way I can say. I had fun.
Yeah.
Do not love it. It is not my game of the year. I would never put it up there just because there's so much that would detract from it that I feel like if it had like 3 to 6 months more polish, we would have had a solid game. Also, the whole Tony stuff, the whole skateboarding sliding thing, that I don't understand why they like that mechanic so much.
Well, it was, I mean, it was the same thing in like Tomb Raider.
Yeah. But I feel like this is a game that's an amalgamation of a bunch of other games. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't do it as well, and they don't mesh 100%. But when it does do well, it's great. And there's, like, some later... Again, later part in the game, I feel like I really enjoy. There are some areas that I'm like, oh, my God, this is... It's hitting its stride, and then it kind of, like, gets janky.
Well, I mean, starting from the very beginning, you battle a... God, what's her name? The Inquisitor. Second sister? Yeah, the second sister of the Inquisitor. And like... That was...
It was badass. It was yeah, fun. It was
I was
fun.
Like, holy shit, I want more of this. And it's like, we're going to run and go to a planet. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then you're getting beat by fucking lizards. And you're like, wait a minute. I just fucking owned a Jedi Hunter.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So, but I'm excited to get more into it. And I'll end up playing more, you know.
My only thought I was thinking of for games that are like this, that are much more... They take a lot of effort for you to, like, learn their mechanics and stuff, is do the 2 to 3 week off and then come back and then try to pick up where it is. And, like, this game is not natural. I can tell you, when I got back, it was, it was 2-3 weeks I had not played the game. And I came back, started playing again, and it took me a lot of while. And it was not comfortable.
Yeah.
Versus something like God of War, I did it. I wasn't as good, but it felt good.
God of War felt...
That's still my favorite moment.
For those type of games, that felt perfect. And so I didn't like Dark Souls, and I have Bloodborne, and I've got Nioh, and I want to try both of them, but then I'm like, I'm getting angry at this game at points.
That's my thought, is this
and probably the most best. Of the time it's like, fucking grab the goddamn wall! Like,
the worst part is there's sometimes when you die... And it's super quick. And I'm like, good. At the very least, you got this part down. Yeah. And then there's those times you die, and then it takes forever to reload. And then you're like, I'm going to die like 3 more times.
Yeah.
That fucking sucks. Yeah. I'm excited to see what else Respawn does, because I have more faith in them than I do in some of the other EA studios. I liked what I played in Battlefront 2. The single player was actually fun. I enjoyed it. I don't know people who didn't.
I mean, I love Battlefront 2.
Yeah, no, I know. But you never
didn't do it, but
I know they didn't. But I was just saying, like, for EA wise, that's the only thing that my toes are getting cold. Sorry, that does not matter to anyone else.
Yeah.
but I was happy because the only 2 Star Wars games I think we got were those 2, Battlefront 2, and then Fallen Order.
Yeah,
and
except for some of the Lego games, but yeah,
yeah. But I don't really. I mean, Traveler's Tale has been doing those forever,
right?
So I mean, I would almost say like. It was nice seeing 2 different versions. I've had this weird hankering to go back and look at the 1313 stuff, and I really wish they would do something in that kind of world. I don't
understand why they haven't released Podracer. Like, I feel that you could have put somebody on a Podracer and released a Podracer game.
Even if you did it as a DLC game, like just a downloadable content, like something. A $15, $20 game.
Like, I wouldn't imagine it would take that long to do a Mario Kart style game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people would play Podracer. Podracer was fun as fuck.
Star Wars fans will play anything.
Yes.
But they deserve to play better games. But I mean, I agree.
Podracer was fun, but...
I don't remember Podracer.
Podracer was fun. Now, granted, it's a Mario Kart game. So, like, you don't go into it. You just go into it to race.
Yeah.
So you're not like, oh, what's the story of this? And you're fucking... No, no, nobody cares.
I'm excited for you to get to the end game stuff, because I think you might enjoy it even more. I'm
the curious map is fucking convoluted and confusing as fuck. Like, it's one of those things that if I go for the platinum, I'm going to have to follow walkthroughs to go back through it.
Yeah. And then you have to remember where, you know, they have the Metroid-style games, like, I don't have this ability, so I can't do XYZ.
Yeah.
I don't like that mechanic anymore. It feel like when I first introduced it, like with Metroid and stuff like that, it was exciting because it meant you're like, oh, there's more to discover. Now it just feels artificially hampering.
It depends. Like, I never felt... God of War has it, but I never felt frustrated that I couldn't get to stuff. I was like, okay.
But that's... You're right.
It felt natural of like, yeah, I need to get these things to get this thing.
It also flowed really well, even with like the water dropping kind of idea as a mechanic to help change the world a bit. Like it made sense why it changed and why you'd go
and back like Fallen Order, you have to run all the way back once you're done with the level, as opposed to like God of War, you would go through a crevice or something. Like, or something. At the beginning.
Also, let's talk about this. Let's talk. No. You have experienced it. Let's talk about quote unquote invisible loading screens. And how other games can't do it as well, i.e. Tomb Raider, right? Rise of the Tomb Raider, not Rise.
Shadow.
Shadow's
the third one.
Yeah, Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Where she's going forever through a fucking...
And then Jedi does it too. And I'm like, usually it's
not as long.
You haven't got to them yet, then.
Okay.
There's definitely ones where I'm like, all right. Okay. Still going. All right, this is not invisible anymore. It doesn't make much sense.
It is invisible. If you don't know it's there.
Yeah.
But now we know to look for it, so it's probably 10 times longer in our brains than it actually is.
Maybe you're right. All right, I'll stop hampering on it.
No, like, is what? But I would rather appreciate, but every game seems to have those things of like, go through this crevice.
Please?
Yeah. And you're like, okay, and you're going through a crevice for like 4 seconds, or for like 40 seconds, and you're like, wonder what was happening here. Yeah,
I wonder if they're loading the world.
But then it's fine. Because after that, like, there's no loading and there's no...
Yeah.
So you kind of... It's a give and take. That's the one thing that has me excited for PS5 is the no load screens.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
I hope.
Yeah, we'll see.
I really hope.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's streaming review, which was brought to you by me. I wanted us to watch Midsommar on Amazon Prime. And that's not me intentionally.
I know. Don't worry. So this is the second movie. It's the follow-up movie from the guy who did Hereditary. Which
was it? Hereditary or was it?
I thought it was Hereditary.
The witch or whatever.
It the witch? Okay, I thought it was Hereditary, and that was like this. I was waiting for some weird like sci-fi stuff to go on. So you're probably right. I can't look at
it. Well, we didn't like that other one either.
No. I didn't like either of them, so.
Nope. So this is, there's a commune in Europe, and I can't remember exactly where. Is it Sweden?
Mm-hmm.
There's a commune in Sweden that there's an exchange student who, I think they're in New York.
They're
in a college, and he's taking his friends to, basically, their Midsummer Festival in Sweden. So they get there, and they meet another couple who's from another college.
Yep.
And then the locals, the cult, start drugging them, essentially.
Yeah, immediately. They're like, you want some drugs? And they're like, this is probably not a good idea.
And then drug stuff happens. Man.
So I was actually talking to someone about this because... They had the same impression that it was supposed to be one of the most scary scenes, or it was supposed to be one of the most unsettling things. And I think I'm already too fucked, apparently, because there was one point where I thought, I'm like, I can see why this is kind of unsettling.
The only thing that was mildly unsettling was the suicides.
Which ones? Where they walked off?
Yeah.
I thought that was a...
Because you see the chick bounce off the rock, and then you see the dude break his legs, and you're like, oh, God.
It was
mildly unsettling.
Yeah, like, it sounds so terrible to say, but it was. I was like, there was that, and there was the dude who had his lungs, like, pulled out of his body and stuff, but all I can think about is Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lambs.
I mean, I've seen
that. That was creepier than
in
this.
Event Horizon, too.
Oh, dude. Fuck, I need to watch Horizon. But overall, the movie was just, it was long.
Dude, it felt... It was only like 2.5. I think it was 2.5.
It felt so much longer. It
felt like an epic.
I'm so glad I didn't see this in the theater because I would have gotten bored. I definitely was doing laundry. I was cooking and everything like that. I was paying attention because I remember you saying like there's parts where you might lose if you don't like read the subtitles kind of stuff. It just... This movie failed to grab me in so many ways. Again, I would agree with you on the whole... The suicides when they were walking off. I'm like, you know something's building up and that's the first... thing where something's wrong.
Right.
Like, you feel something wrong. And then I'm like, that's when I sent you. I was like, fucking white people. I was like, get the fuck out of there. You just told people to get... Yeah. Mind you, it wouldn't matter. They would have been sacrificed anyways, but still.
Yeah. I want to say...
The sex scene was weird.
The sex scene was very weird.
I was like, whoa.
Like, having the audience and then the random lady, like, pushing him. She has butt, and I'm like...
And then the mom being there, and I was like, okay, this is awkward.
Yes. I kind of liked how she got her revenge at the end. Yes. Like, she picked him... To burn be, and die, and at the very end, she's like smiling. At
That's the first time she really smiles. And you're like, okay.
But like, I wish there was an explanation as to why her sister killed her parents and killed herself.
The only thing they said is bipolar, which I think is kind of a cop out. I mean, how about this? The image of seeing her sister with the hose duct taped to her mouth
and all the vomit and everything
is. Fucking that was unnerving. That was a wonderfully terrible term, but it was a great way to start a movie to unnerve me.
It actually started out actually kind of strong. I thought
her and her like that cry. I was like, oh, this is like the girl. Fucking amazing job on the crying part because it is her crying is genuinely unnerving.
Yes,
and you can feel that emotion wise. I'm like, oh fuck, this is fucked up.
Yes.
But then the movie
so I was expecting kind of something like The Ring, maybe.
Yeah.
But
I didn't have her parents or her sister as much ingrained in my memory to the point where when they tried to show her later on, I didn't grab onto it as much. She's like, if she didn't say mother,
yeah.
Or you didn't see the, the hose strapped to her face, like as like when she saw the people suicide, she saw her sister in a dream next to that stone kind of thing. But if it wasn't the hose strapped to the mouth, I wouldn't fucking know.
Yeah. And,
yeah,
I heard good things about this, and I mean, I've probably said this before, but I'm tired of listening to people that give opinions on things that are really bad.
So, all I thought is I was looking past my stuff on Amazon Prime, and I saw that, I saw Last Black Man of San Francisco, I saw Hereditary, and then I saw, what was the other one that came up recently? Shit. Things were basically just a bunch of movies. I'm like, man, I feel like we're missing something because people are saying they really like these.
Dude, Hereditary, people talked about how fucking scary it was and everything.
It's got a few moments, like, but it's not overall the scariest thing I've seen.
No, but I was actually, and I know it feels weird, but like the
little girl?
I can't think of the name. The Hansel and Gretel movie that M. Night Shyamalan did.
He didn't. Oh,
remember?
Mother? No. Shit. The Visit.
Yes. That was more unnerving than Hereditary.
I fucking love The Visit. Yeah. That was a good movie. And,
you know, because it's M. Night, people, I think, just have this different opinion on it. And I'm like, dude, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
And that was when she's crawling underneath the house and everything. That was fucking.
Because it. Wasn't supernatural. It was oddly realistic.
Yes. Which
was, again, this movie just doesn't really click with me.
No.
It's making a joke for Hereditary. I know they're probably not related, but I just... It was so long, and the buildup between the things that were wrong just never... It lost a lot of, like, things. The way it started was great. Like, I was so invested at that point. I was like, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
And then it kept going.
The first... I don't know, 15 minutes are actually really strong.
Yeah. And then it keeps going.
Yeah. I wish it would have ended there. It would just have been a real quick short story.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with Hereditary. If they would have just stopped, like, pretty much right after
she hit the pole.
Oh, my God. That movie would have been like... You would have walked out going, what the fuck? Is that all it is?
So we're both actually going to say skip.
Please, yes.
Midsummer. It's... Not worth it for either one of us.
No.
All right, so for this week's stream review, it's going to be brought to us by Hammer over here.
We're plowing through more of Amazon Prime because we just realized that we have Amazon Prime and there's a lot of stuff on there we want to see.
There's a lot on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I forget about it. But we're going to be watching Fighting with the Family. I really wanted to see this when it came out because I didn't know. You said it's Paige's. It's the story of Paige coming into WWE?
Yes. I know she's an executive producer, I believe.
Okay.
But yeah, it's loosely based on her life story.
It looked fun. Mm-hmm. It has The Rock in it. But he's more of like a guest star, more a producer, I think, than anything. Mm-hmm. But it literally just, I like the brother and sister trying to get into wrestling. It looked fun. So we'll be watching that on Amazon Prime this week. Almost a month.
All right. Yep. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get to this week's nerd news. We actually had some things to talk about.
I feel like I missed stuff, so.
You did miss a lot. So the first thing we're going to talk about is Sony has an untitled Marvel movie, which just fucking sounds so weird, coming out May of 2021. But we know it's not Into the Spider-Verse Part 2. And we know it's not Spider-Man 3. And we know it's not Venom 2.
Do you think it's Sinister 6?
Well, maybe Venom 2 doesn't have a release date.
Do you think it's Sinister 6, though?
No. I almost think it's Spidey v. Venom.
We have Morbius coming out next. It's the next one we have for sure coming out.
Yes.
They're
building Sinister 6. Sinister 6. We got a tease for Carnage in...
Wasn't that Woody Harrelson?
Far From Home?
Yeah. No, Venom. It was in Venom.
Homecoming.
No, it was in Venom when you heard about Carnage.
Was it in Venom?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't remember. They're all... Yeah.
But it has Woody Harrelson in it.
Yeah, because Scorpion was teased in Homecoming.
Yep, and then... Vulture is teased again in the trailer for Morbius. So,
yes.
I have no fucking clue what they're... I mean, obviously it's got to be Spider-related. Because they have no other properties. I feel like they could... I don't know what other villain they would pick next. Unless they're going to give Mysterio his own thing. But I don't think... I think they're pretty much obviously not going to try to bring him back from the dead. And I don't know of any of the Sinister Six besides Rhino, which...
Shocker. He can't have his own movie.
And Doc Ock would be fun.
Doc Ock would be fun.
If they do anything like they did with Spider-Man 2 back in the day with... That was the one that sold me on Doc Ock. If they do something like that, that would be fun.
No, it would be interesting to see what they've got there.
Yeah.
And what they want to put there. I mean, we know it's Spidey related, but we know it's not a Spider-Man mainline.
Yeah, which is kind of nice because I'd like something surprise. I really want Into the Spider-Verse, but I want them to take their time because...
Yeah, I mean, they've already announced they're doing another one, so...
Yeah, but I mean, I want it sooner than they probably are going to be available.
Probably, but that's okay. Take your time.
And, exactly.
Continue to make the best Spider-Man movie.
Be patient, even though I don't want to be.
News story number two, we got a teaser trailer-ish for Stranger Things Season 4. Which is going to be the last season. I guess it's split in 2, 4, and 5.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what they do with everything, is just split in half.
I don't know.
You're so out on Stranger Things.
I am.
I'm
still on season one. As I finished season one, that's it.
It's in Russia. You're out, man.
The last time I saw...
Stranger Things people will understand, but it's in Russia and Hopper is confirmed to be alive.
You're like, Hopper's dead?
Yeah, Hopper was dead.
Hopper was the sheriff dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was David Harbour. He's out doing manual labor, building a train track, it looks like, and then he takes his head off, and he's bald, and Hopper's back.
Okay.
That's all you get. Fine.
You're obviously sold.
Dude, I'm so in... I didn't need this.
You've loved everything.
Yeah, season two was good.
Okay.
Season 3 was great. I love season 3. I think season 3 is the strongest season.
I feel like a lot of people have said that. Which, I mean, I saw a fuck ton of memes at it, and the images that I saw of it, it looked crisp.
Season 3 is really good. Like, I really want...
I'm going to watch through it eventually. It's just not at the top of my list.
You're not a big 80s guy, so like...
I do love 80s shit, though.
Yeah, but
I mean, like, I don't actively seek it out, but everything I usually watch, I enjoy. Like, remember Lost Boys?
Right.
I saw it on Blu-ray. I'm like, it's fucking pretty.
It was so pretty. Especially for, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Epic sax guy.
I do love Epic sax guy.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people do.
Yes. He is a meme.
Yeah.
But I'm super excited and I can't wait for it. Disneyland is taking more of your money. And
less if you don't end up going.
Certain days, tickets can cost $200 for a single day.
Which is the cost of, like, it was the old, was it last year or the year before? I can't remember if it was this price hike or the year before, but that was basically worth 2 days at that point. It was $200 can get you 2 days before a park hopper, or at least a
I can't remember days. The first time Sarah and I went was 8 or 10 years ago, because it was during the recession, and at this point we were okay, but like, yeah, and... They were giving away free tickets on your birthday. Because, like, that's how bad Disney was being impacted.
Fuck, it's so crazy to think about that.
Right. That's how you know, like, that's
Yeah.
I should tell you something. I think it was 105 for our ticket. Might have been 75 or 8. Like, I can't remember. And then the Fast Pass was free because they didn't have the Max Pass in the app.
It's harder and harder to justify that kind of expense. And for you made a good point about...
Yes.
Because we did it last time we did the Max Pass, the one we went with you guys. Yeah, and it was totally worth it.
The Max Pass is completely worth it.
But now it's
going to be $15 or $20 per person, which is almost the cost of another ticket, it feels like.
For you, for a family of three, that's not cheap.
We spend a lot when we go to Disneyland. Uh-huh. A lot.
Like, I know it's kind of that whole idea of with... It's capacity management in a way.
I'm okay with it because, one, as a person, you're not entitled to entertainment.
Nope.
And I know people feel they're entitled to entertainment and you're... Like, wrong. It's
nice to want things.
It's hard. It's mean to say, and I get that, but you're not entitled to entertainment.
No.
And they don't have to make their costs efficient for you to be able to afford to go. It's kind of the same kind of argument that I had with the volunteering at PCC of like, people are, I can't afford to go if I can't get free tickets for volunteering. Then they don't want you there.
Yeah. Because like, that means you're not spending money.
Yeah, I understand it sounds mean, but as a business, if you're not spending any money, why would they want you there?
People personify businesses, especially with Disney. I see it happen way harder with Disney than I do with other places. But
Disney also gets a big pass.
They get a max pass. Well, yeah, but no, they do.
Could you imagine if EA was like, all our games are $89.99?
People wouldn't go up and riot. Or they'd just boycott and then the day after.
And they boycott. But by the
it's Activision that does Call of Duty, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but like...
They do have a
Disney
huge pass
gets a big pass because they're Disney.
But I like how people like will be upset about it because, like, to your point, they'll feel justified that they should be able to go. And I'm sorry, but not really because they're a business. And also, there is more people going to Disneyland probably now than obviously now than ever has before, so they can make money.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that to help kind of trim people back a bit.
But also, you're right about limiting access.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because one of the things is they've got it so streamlined where you don't, like, even when you're waiting in line, it's always moving, so you don't feel like you're just standing in line. I'll still be going to Disneyland, but man, this is rough.
It just pinches a lot more.
Yeah, it hurts. I mean, it's basically an additional $100 a day for us when we go.
Like,
which is a lot. Because we go for 3 days, so we're looking at $300 to $400 extra that just poof.
I go one day because that's all I've ever really been able to afford, justify kind of thing, and I'm like, Jesus.
Next news story is we're getting we got information. This is weird for Kevin Smith's.
Oh yeah,
Skeletor. Masters of the Universe, and Mark Hamill's going to be Skeletor.
I'm all good for it. I feel like he can pull off a voice.
It is not animated.
His. Yeah,
it's not live action.
I would love to see him in live action. It'd be so entertaining.
It would. I mean, I'm worried about Kevin Smith, though. And I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan, or at least in the past of what Kevin Smith was doing. And I got a text from the Hero Life mate who was like, hey, I had the opportunity to pick up Jane Silent Bob Reboot on Redbox.
Oh, yeah.
Or at his rental place or whatever. And he's like, in a past. I'm like, that's...
As he didn't do it, or
yeah, he didn't grab it. And you're like, that's a big deal, because like he and I were always give it a go, and now it's like you're not really making movies that are entertaining to me anymore.
Well, it's one of those. I'm like, I don't want to go out of my way to watch his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like we did want to go see it when he came out here to do like watch it with him. That would have been fun, but that's more of an experience thing than it was.
That would have been the movie and then the Q&A after, and he's still entertaining. I still really like him.
Yeah.
But his movies, I don't know what they are anymore.
No. No. Again, I don't hate him. I'm curious. The TV show thing, like, I think is perfect for him. I don't think it's going to be great. I don't think it's going to be terrible. I think it's going to be perfectly okay. Because it's He-Man. I hate to say it. It's like with She-Ra. What they did with She-Ra, I'm like, bruh fucking out. Because I did not expect anything from that. And that is way better than what I expected.
I went back and started watching He-Man.
Mm.
And then I was just like...
Rose-tinted glasses, buddy.
Because I was like six.
And yeah.
it was colorful, and he had a cat that he would transform when he said, I have the power and stuff, and you're like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's super rough, and I'm like, man. Because I could sit down and watch cartoons right now with my daughter, and yeah. they're not... I don't feel that they talk stupid to you anymore.
Yeah, which is good.
Yes. They're still kid-based.
What were we talking about Blue's Clues the other day?
Blue's Clues is amazing for what it did.
Yeah.
We were talking about this at the gym, but she was watching Blue's Clues, and it's the new... And I can't remember the new guy's name, but whatever. And they're doing a musical for Old MacDonald Had a Farm, I believe, was the song they were doing.
Yeah.
And he's standing in front of a fence, and these sheep come out, and they jump on the fence, and, you know, they're singing the song, and like, is this the right note? Nope. And they get a sheep, and they jump on a different peg of, or a different rail of the fence or whatever. And then if you look at it, you're like, oh, shit, it's a music bar. And you don't know it. If you don't know, you're looking at a music bar.
Yeah.
And, like, at her age, I probably wouldn't have known it was a music bar. And then at my age, I'm like, fuck, that is brilliant. Mm-hmm. Like, there's the little things that they did. I want Kevin Smith to be great again. You know, but...
I think he's going to be what he's going to be. And that's okay.
Because he's still great in person.
I mean, like, dude, I love listening to him. I love his stories. And in fact, it's actually, I think I enjoy his storytelling more now than I, like, in person, like, not in person, but, like, podcast form, than I did back in the day. Because I feel like he was more reactionary. Now he does a lot more storytelling, and I kind of dig that. But it may not be good for, I haven't gone out of my way to watch Jay and Silent Bob.
No, I will see it, because I'm sure at some point it'll be available on some streaming site.
Yeah.
But just like I did with Yoga Hosers, where...
Have we watched Yoga? Yeah, we did. Yeah.
It came on Netflix, and I was like, all right, I'm going to watch this. And I watched it, I was like...
Was that with his daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did watch it.
Okay. And Johnny Depp's daughter.
And the Nazi wieners.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, yeah, I did watch it. did what is it, the Moose Bite one ever come out there?
Moose Jaws.
Not did yet. It ever come out?
That's the last one of the trilogy. But remember, like... We saw Tusk.
I just wish it didn't end that way.
And we were like, man, if you didn't put Gila Point and change... Like,
oh my god,
completely
yes.
change your movie, it's not... Your movie's dumb, but you had your concept, purpose. And you're like, I'm doing this concept. And it's one of those things of like, okay, if you stick with this, I'm going to go with you. And it's dumb that he's turning a dude into a walrus. But you're like, okay, it's what you're doing. I'm going to live in your world. And then all of a sudden this Gila Point character comes in and you're like... This doesn't fit with the story you're telling. Why did you do this? Just so you could direct Johnny Depp? Fucking yay.
Yeah. Beat other meat.
Let's get to something I want to talk about.
Okay. Oh my god.
But before we talk about Batman, we're going to talk about Harley Quinn.
Oh yes.
Apparently Birds of Prey has done really bad at the box office. So bad that they rebranded Birds of Prey to be Harley Quinn Birds of Prey. And... Instead of Harley Quinn and the... Or Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of... Fucking stupidest title ever. I don't know why they didn't think that to begin with. Why was it... Why didn't they release it as Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey?
Yeah. It's a decision that makes sense in comics, but not in the rest of the world.
Right, because in comics, you're not... Comics, you're not trying to get new people in.
Yeah, you're just
trying you're to... You're happy if you get new people in, but you're like... The people that pick these up know these stories and they know what they're doing. We don't have to explain anything. Just like, that's why in movies you always get Uncle Ben dying again. Mm-hmm. And you always get fucking...
Because you have to Martha tell the story.
Dying again.
Our because safe word is Martha.
Some people have no... I don't know who doesn't know Thomas and Martha Wayne were killed. Like, I don't know who doesn't know this, but apparently somebody does. So you always tell this of like, and Stanley said it best, somebody's comic is their first ever comic. And I get it. Harley was your driving force for this movie.
Mm-hmm. And they hit it.
And you hit it. But all your marketing was showing Harley Quinn.
Yeah. I don't feel like the movies should be doing as badly as it's actually doing, because I actually think the movie's actually a decent movie.
The movie's fun.
I just think marketing, to your point, was all over the place.
And
now they're basically rebranding it.
And you're doing a sequel to Suicide Squad, and people were like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suicide Squad.
And you, even though you've had since then Aquaman, which was fun and good.
Yeah.
And Shazam, which was amazing.
Shazam. Oh, Wonder Woman was before.
Wonder Woman was before.
I'm sad it's not doing as well, but I'm not surprised because, won that title. Fuck, man. I mistyped that title like 3 times when I was trying to put it for the podcast like title thing, and I just looked on Google and said, fuck it, I'll just find it, copy-paste this. Fuck this shit.
It's the stupidest title.
Yeah.
In a very long time.
It's one of those things that I feel like we're going to get like Live, Die, Repeat. Edge of Tomorrow. Like, we're going to see things...
But I think Live, Die, Repeat is a worse title than Edge of Tomorrow.
I fucking agree. Edge of Tomorrow was... One, the movie was awesome. Yeah. Two, the title was fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah,
It told you fucking nothing. It was weird. And it was Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt. That's all I fucking need to know.
Yeah, I hate Live, Die, Repeat. Like, I refuse to call it Live, Die, Repeat. It's Edge of Tomorrow.
But this is going to be one of those cases where it comes out, it won't be that fantabulous bullshit like that. It's going to be Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey. Or Birds of Prey featuring Harley Quinn or something like that.
It should have been.
Should have been in the first place. But you know when the marketing comes out for the DVD, because that's their second round to make their money back, is on the DVD or now streaming release.
Right.
And they have to make it easy to find.
But, man, I don't know why you would... Who sat down and was like, here's your title? And everybody was like, yeah, this is good. I don't understand why...
There's
some things where I'm just like, how does this get through?
It's one of those things where we can make a movie.
You make a movie?
Yeah.
So, Batman.
Batman. So the last thing we're going to talk about is we got a very, very, very brief glimpse of that one dude in the Batman suit.
You know why I didn't say Rob Pat?
I think from the neck up, he looks absolutely dumb. Now, I don't know if it's... an early version of the suit, because it looks like his face is like protruding out of the suit a little bit.
See, I didn't see his face. I only saw the chest piece that you showed me.
But it looks like it's something out of Arkham Knight. The badass thing, and I don't know if this is...
I love this idea.
I don't know where this came from, so I don't know if Matt Reeves said it, or if it's somewhere else. Like, I don't know where this came from, but a lot of people have this... fact.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be out there somewhere, but the bat symbol on his suit is made from Joe Chill's gun, and Joe Chill is the one who killed his parents. I'm like, that's fucking
I love that, and it would make sense why it looks so mechanical.
Yes,
because I saw the first time, so when you posted your picture, I had no reference because I didn't know the trees would come out. I literally thought you were just posting a picture of a prop of a batarang.
Okay.
Because that's why I was confused. So then I see it, I'm like, oh, huh. That's an interesting way of a bat logo, because I've never seen something so deconstructed like that. Mm. But that sounds freaking cool. I hope it's true, because it sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I still have yet to see, and I think maybe that's a challenge for us next, is that we need to see a movie where Rob Pat is in it that people say he does a good job in.
I've watched other movies, though, and I've not liked... Now, he's in Tenet. Which we'll see Tenet this summer. And maybe with a great director, I might be like, okay.
Yeah.
I like Matt Reeves because he did the two Planet movies. The eight
movies.
Did
he really?
Yes, he did 2 and 3. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck those movies. I forget about those movies sometimes. They're long ones. They're good.
They're great. That is a great trilogy.
Mm-hmm. I hope this is good. I almost don't want to see anything and just go and see the movie. I know that's not going to happen because the chance of me seeing a trailer is obviously fucking
high. I mean, we're going to have a trailer.
But I mean, like, I kind of don't want to see the trailer when it comes out and just be like, it's cool, man. I'm just going to go see the movie.
It would be interesting, and it would never happen, to just like live in the woods for a year.
Yeah.
But have a release schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, I'm coming down to town for this movie and this movie. And yep. So you have no idea what's happening other than the name of the movie. And then you just come in and you're like, whoa.
Like the The closest I came to was was Endgame. Done. You distracted me enough. But I literally walked into the theater. I saw one trailer and that was the only fucking thing I saw. I remember putting on headphones in fucking theaters to avoid it. And in the theater, walking into it, I left just enough time to get into my seat and not like miss trailers kind of thing, to get to the bathroom, get there. And I had my headphones the entire time and literally had sunglasses and just stared fucking straight away because I'm like, I'm not seeing shit. I don't want people to spoil this. I want to enjoy this. That's the closest I've been able to do that. And it's,
but you knew what you were getting with Endgame.
I knew what I was getting. Yeah. Yes, I'm like, well, I know what I'm going to get with this. It's Batman. The only thing I don't know is what is Pat's Batman voice, how is Pat's Bruce Wayne, and what the action looks like. Otherwise, it is a Batman movie. It is a Batman movie. Probably going to be some sense of an origin story. I feel like it's going to be like the smallest part of an origin story, but there is going to be an origin story. It's probably going to be desequenced, as in it's not going to be at the beginning. It's going to be sporadic throughout the time because they know audiences and audiences.
Man of Steel.
Yeah. They're going to throw back to that. They're going to do that
kind of thing. I really like Man of Steel. The more I think about Man of Steel, I really like... The end, like the third act is...
When they're doing like little... throwing each other
Dragon Ball around. Z, yeah. Right. But
they are. But it'll be desequenced. Man of Steel is good. I do want to watch it again. It'll be desequenced. It's going to be an origin story. It's them. He's going to be pre-fighting, I think, right now it looks about 2 to 3 villains. Yes. So that means that there are going to be some that are going to be just starting out, which means he's going to knock them down real quick so they can come back later on in other future sequels so he can build up for a universe. There's going to be one main villain that he's not going to suspect. It's going to be someone that's going to be close to his life and turn to be a villain. I just don't know which one of those things it's going to be.
Jesus.
Like, I know what a Batman movie goes. It's always about that kind of idea, that duality. It's just the movies balance out how much Bruce Wayne they have, how much Batman they have, and how much they interact between
them. Like, are they trying to do a series? Or are they doing, like, a one-off?
I have no fucking clue.
Are they wanting to start a new and... But, like...
By them investing
Gal in Gal Gadot Pat. And fucking and Momoa.
Oh, yeah.
And Cavill. Are great casting choices. I don't want them to start over.
Yeah. I liked Affleck.
And even Ezra is really good as Flash. Yeah. Cyborg got fucked. Cyborg was good.
Yeah, he just didn't
he just have got a chance fucked. To do anything. Yeah.
But I know what I'm going to get with the Batman movie. I just don't know how they're going to rearrange the pieces this time. But because they're doing Rob Pat, I feel like they're investing in a person who doesn't necessarily have a high profile, but doesn't have a low profile, which means that you're going to lock him into a series deal. Like, that's
still
how you sell
young.
It. He is. And that's what I mean. You can lock him into 2-3 movies, and one, it'll do things for him that allows him to probably have more clout to do other movies. So, but yeah, Batman movie.
I mean, we'll see. I'm more interested to see what DC does than a Batman. Yeah. Like, I'm way interested in a Batman movie. We'll see Batman. But I want to know what DC's plan is.
Because, like, they did nothing after.
Because I want to fucking see Darkseid so bad. But you can't have Darkseid in a Superman movie because Superman can't defeat Darkseid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on his own, it would feel cheap.
Agreed.
Like, you need the Justice League to take down Darkseid.
And you need them to have formation beforehand. Yes. Although, I mean, I did like the animated one that we saw after Justice League, which was War. Was good. And that was Darkseid's story. And that was literally them kind of finding their way of things as their first battle with Darkseid. So there's a way to do it.
There's a way to do it.
I just don't know what the fuck.
But can DC do it?
All
right. So we're going to go ahead and get to... I want to make sure. The pod question, right?
Yep.
There's nothing else
right.
that we're doing?
No, you're right.
Okay, I want to make sure. And this week, I wanted to know, what is your... favorite controller? We got a couple of answers. The first answer we got was from our buddy TK, who went with
said Super Scope.
Yes, the Super Scope. There
I was surprised. I thought it was
Super Scope
the Zapper.
6, which is the fucking gun, and the fucking of course it was.
It was the bazooka one, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, because the Zapper was a small gun. Of course, it was. Yeah, of course, it's a gun.
Right.
I'm not surprised.
The Hero Life Mate went with the NES Max controller.
I don't remember the Max
which
one.
Was basically, if I remember correctly, the Max was It was one of those controllers that you could basically cheat on. You remember the...
Oh, you can do like turbo buttons?
Yes, okay. Exactly. So the Genesis this. Had those things. Yeah. If I'm remembering correctly.
I had the one with the Genesis, so...
I did have the one with the Genesis, and that was...
I also had that for my PlayStation, actually. I had a turbo on it, too.
Did
when
you really?
Yeah, when turbo buttons were a thing.
Yeah. Remember when turbo buttons were something?
Pepper Tribe remembers.
Yeah. What about you, buddy? What'd you go with?
Mine was the Xbox One controller. I said it long
the
ago.
The fat one?
No, Xbox One. Not Xbox the One. Right. It was the original one. The One with the O-N-E. I remember when we were at San Diego Comic-Con, and it was the first time I got to play the Xbox One and the PS4, and I immediately was, holy shit, this remote feels good. And still to this day, if I could get my Xbox One controllers to work on my PS4, I'd be so much happier. That controller feels good. The worst part about it is it doesn't have the rechargeability of it. Like, you have to buy packs and shit. But that controller's always felt good. Like, it's weighted right where the buttons are. Everything just feels fucking fantastic.
That's a good choice. For some reason, I was thinking of the first Xbox and the big fat controller, and I was like...
It'd be the S. The S was good.
I didn't mind the big fat controller because I got big hands, so it didn't bother me.
The Duke.
Yeah, like, I'm a grown-up. Mm-hmm. But when they went to the little smaller S,
yeah.
It took a while to get to, but then once I got used to it, I was like,
this is good.
This is really nice.
Xbox has good controllers.
Good controllers.
Yes.
Great
controllers. Whoa, what is yours?
The Super Nintendo.
That was a solid one.
It was a really good controller. It had more than two buttons.
Yep.
You know, but it didn't have an overabundance of buttons that you didn't... Like, I remember, I think the N64 had the X and Y buttons up at the top that never got used. Oh my God. Then you had the stick down here. It was just weird. I felt it had the right amount of buttons for what it was doing.
Super Nintendo had the four face, the two shoulders... And I remember that was also when I went to...
And the four... Yeah, the
Genesis
four
had six, didn't it?
Genesis had six. It had A, B, C, X, Y, Z.
And then it was the Saturn that had the shoulder buttons then. Because that was the first... I was trying to remember when the shoulder buttons came to effect. If it was Super Nintendo versus Sega. But I do remember the shoulder buttons. And that was... Back in the day, it felt good. Because it's like, holy shit, this is amazing. And I felt like there were so many buttons and so many combinations back at the time.
There were a lot of buttons.
Yeah.
And... Remember when you found out that L3 and R3 were buttons?
On what? Oh, pressing... Oh, yeah. When you can click... Was that... Fuck, when was that?
I want to say it was PS1.
3. You're talking about clicking the sticks in?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't a PS1.
Yeah.
Because PS1, they introduced DualShock.
Yeah.
PS2...
No, PS2, they introduced DualShock. No,
PS1 had DualShock... Or had the
dual sticks. Stick, but not DualShock.
DualShock, you're right. It had the sticks, though.
Yeah.
I think it was PS3 that allowed you to click first.
No.
Pretty sure. Was not 2. I have a PS2 controller. We can do it right now. I can tell you don't click.
Well, it also depends on the game, but...
No, like, they don't click. Like, they don't click in, so they can't be a button.
We'll find out
if I'm wrong. But yes, the Super Nintendo is a good one. And I feel that when I play my NES, or Super NES Classic. It's nice.
It's nice.
So, thank you. This is going to be my question this week. I want to know, because I've been looking at a lot of... I have not watched Picard yet. But okay. It made me start thinking about just all the spinoffs from your favorite TV sci-fi TV shows. I wanted to know, what was your favorite spinoff of a sci-fi TV show? I.e., like, TNG, DS9 would be a spinoff.
Okay.
Voyager would not, because Voyager was a completely separate thing.
Right.
But there's literally a point in TNG where they actually meet Sisko, and Sisko and Picard meet in this
fight. Right.
So, something that is a spinoff, so there's connections and ties that lead to that one.
It has to be, you know what, sci-fi.
I want sci-fi. I think I want to keep it, like, limited to just sci-fi.
Interesting.
Picard would count, too, because although there's no connective, it's still Picard going from that, still being in there.
Right. No, I get you.
But, yeah.
All right. Let us know your answers at batandhammer@gmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter, Sprig and Ziggy on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Kren Kalis. And make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and sometimes Stitcher. Thank you for sending the email.
I've sent the email. We'll see if they get back to us. We're working on Stitcher. They're telling us it's our fault, but you can find us everywhere else. But Stitcher. So,
I know. Like it. Look to your left.
Not as cute, because that one's all covering his face covers with his beans. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 345 of Sprague and Zig Geek. So for Sprague and Zig Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
turn that room into like a streaming gaming room. I would fucking do it.
No, that's but that's what we like, want to do it for. It
put aside a day to
actually clean it up and organize.
Well, and record stuff to put on YouTube.
I'd be okay with that.
Would you?
Yeah. I have game. I've been wanting to fucking play.